Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
Character references have long been a very contentious issue in Ireland. But yesterday, President Michael D. Higgins signed the Criminal Law, Sexual Offences and Human Trafficking Bill, which is set to change the way the character references are treated. So it now means this bill stipulates that people who give character references for sexual offenders, they can now be cross-examined in court. And this is something that we have talked about here many, many times from people, advocates, those lobbying for change in this area, and that has happened as of yesterday. Ciara Mangan is with me on the programme, and you might remember Ciara spoke to us here on Lunchtime Live last year. She's a rape survivor and now advocate, and Ciara was with us to tell us a little bit about her own story. But Ciara, your reaction to the news that those who now give character references for sexual offenders, that they'll be cross-examined, they can be in course.
Yeah, so I mean, thanks for having me on. I think it's a great step in the right direction, but ultimately it's a step. The goal here, I hope, is to completely remove these character references from the justice system. That would be the priority, I think. But look, we take what we get at this stage, and it's a fight always. So I think it's a good step forward, really.
Okay. You would like to see them removed completely?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, you know, the character references are handed up after a person is convicted or pleads, enters a plea. So I'd be of the opinion, and I'm not the only one, I'm sure, how is it relevant about someone's character? You know, what relevance does that have? He or she, like, they committed a crime, and in my case it was rape, and it's just irrelevant if that person did something good, or if they were a good person or a good worker. He's here because he's pleaded guilty to rape or he's been convicted, and that's all that matters.
And hearing about the, you know, a character reference from maybe being provided by somebody in the community, whether it be, you know, a politician or somebody from the GAA club or a parish priest, or I don't know, somebody that's a, you know, a very well gotten and respected member of the community. And if they're providing a statement that talks about the person who's now the accused and convicted of a sexual offence or rape attack, if they're talking about them, that, you know, they previously worked with them, they were of great character, they were a great community man or woman, they did X, Y and Z. How does that feel, Ciara, hearing that in the court?
Oh, it's extremely insulting. It's dehumanising as the victim to sit there and listen to people vouch for the good character of someone who hurt you and has been convicted. Like I said, how is it relevant? It's not. We don't care if you were a good person before, because once you committed that crime and you hurt someone else, you're no longer of good character. And it's putting victims and survivors through. It's vile. It's vile. You have to sit there and listen to it and just take it. You know, in my case, I had to sit there and listen to the fact that he goes to the gym 6 days a week. Who cares? How is that like making you a good person? I go to the gym too. It just makes no sense. I just think the whole goal here has to be that they are completely eliminated. It's extremely insulting to sit there with your family or friends and just listen to it.
Yeah. So this announcement yesterday that people are going to be cross-examined. So, as we said, they're still going to be able to provide character references, but it just means that if I was asked, or anybody was asked, to give a character reference for somebody, I now have the potential to be called before the courts, before the jury, before the prosecuting barristers, and now face questions about this statement that I've provided about Joe Bloggs and the fact that I think he's of such great character and goes to the gym 6 times a week.
Yeah, so, I mean, look, like I said, we have to take what we get. The fight's not over. I'd like to see them completely removed from the justice system. But if they cross-examined, and they have to be gruelly cross-examined, just like we are, the victims on the stand as well. And there just has to be no exceptions. Like, you know, if you're, you know, a massive, what is a great person in the community? I mean, you're on trial for this crime, whatever it is. It doesn't matter, but there can't be any exceptions, you know, like he's a pillar of the community and all this kind of stuff. I mean, it's just insulting. It doesn't matter who you are. You're here and we're here for this crime. And that's all that matters. If you're the manager of like a big rugby club or whatever, it doesn't matter, you know. It's just insulting and it's dehumanising.
Mary Crilly is with me on the programme. Mary's the founder of the Sexual Violence Centre in Cork. Kira, stay with us if you don't mind for a few moments, because I just want to bring Mary in on this too. I remember, Mary, I have a feeling it could well actually have been, I think, this week last year we spoke here on the show when this was first mooted, that this change was going to be brought in. 12 months later, it's now happened. Is it a welcome move?
It's hugely welcome. I mean, I've been going to court for about 40 years and I get so angry and so frustrated when a jury has convicted somebody, a jury has decided their character. That is their character. Their character is their perpetrators. Their character is that maybe they groomed people on the outside with their charm or whatever. So what? I mean, that's what perpetrators do, and that's how, like, very often we can't identify them in public or identify them in our families or friends, because a lot of them are charmers. I'm not talking about the brutality of what Natasha, who I know is amateur, kind of went through it, but that's who they are. But a jury of 12 honest people have decided this person is guilty of rape and sexual abuse, and I so welcome them on the stand. For as long as this continues, I so welcome them, and I hope they will be interrogated, because I often look at these people. Like, I know with one young woman who was playing in GA club, as was her daughter, and the perpetrator was in the GA club, and he was the chair of the GA club, as there as the character referenced. That was her life gone. That was her child's life gone. That was, she felt so diminished, so awful, so like she didn't matter. She really didn't matter. And these people who give character references know, I am giving this, and I'm right to say that this man who raped a child or raped an adult is a great guy.
I often think as well, Mary, and not to take away in any way from what Kira has said, and listening to Kira's experience, it's very hard to disagree with her, like when you hear how difficult that is sitting in the court listening to it. But I often do feel, though, at times for people who are asked to give character references, it must be a difficult position to be in, you know, it must be a hard thing to do, even to give the character reference for people. I actually imagine that the people will welcome this, because, you know, now I can understand it'll be much, you know, nearly easier in a way for people to say, I'm not doing that. Like, I'm just point blank saying no.
And I think for some people it will be hard, you know, when they're asked, when they're kind of fluidus, when there's a lot of pressure on doing character reference. But I think we're still in an era, even after 40 years here in the centre, where victim blaming is alive and well, where a perpetrator would say to somebody, look, you know me, I've worked it for a long time, you know me, I wouldn't dream of doing this. She have my girlfriend and all this, and you know what she's like, and I really thought she's on for it, and I swear I didn't touch her. I think that's how perpetrators approach some of the people who want to do character references. You know, I'm the victim here. Perpetrators often portray themselves as a victim, so I think it can be done in that kind of way as well, but they have to take responsibility, and it's easy to put a letter together, give it to a solicitor, and then that's the end of it, because name won't even be mentioned in court. You know, usually up to this, nothing was mentioned, and I feel like saying to these people, how dare you? How dare you? Like, I think what's making him really angry, I was in one there last year where this man had totally abused his wife and his family, and I think 11 people, including neighbours, said he was a great family man. They knew nothing, but they're prepared to kind of write
and look up until this point, you know, though, like the reality is those people did nothing wrong, because legally they were allowed to give character references. But I would say that this announcement and change to the bill as of yesterday will probably deter people, I would think, now
I hope it does.
From
I hope it does. And I think, like, like Kira says, she'd like to get rid of them altogether, as I would. But I think
would
you'd see very few from here on.
Okay.
Very few from here on. Like, you know, I've seen things in court where, you know, they say, well, this man has never been up in court before. Neither has the victim, but she's not asked. I mean, she might have an opportunity to do a victim impact statement herself about the impact it's had on her, but nobody's looking at her character. She's already gone through a court case where her character has been destroyed. So, yeah, now's the time to kind of make a change, make a big change.
Okay. Let me bring in Natasha. Natasha O'Brien, of course, who a lot of our listeners will know, assault victim and an advocate. And Natasha was previously here with us on many occasions on Lunchtime Live talking about her own story. But this change as of yesterday now, Natasha, that people who give character references, it is specifically for sexual offences or rape cases that they could be cross-examined in the court. Do you welcome that?
Hi, Andrea. It's
How
great to be back.
Yeah.
And thank you so much for involving me in this discussion, because it's absolutely, you know, it's so relevant to what I've been advocating for. And it's fantastic. And I'm delighted to hear that there has been a step towards better, you know, just involving, you know, protecting the victim more. That should somebody decide they're going to excuse and almost diminish the actions of the perpetrator, at least they are going to also be held accountable to a degree that, here, you're standing, you're taking a stand, you are giving your word to the judge as he decides on the sentence for this perpetrator of a violent crime. And, you know, you have to take that with full, you have to take that with full accountability that you are deciding to do this and you are putting your neck on the line for this criminal.
Yeah, so it's because, like, often, or I suppose just maybe to explain, the reason people provide character references is that they're often used, or they're considered, I suppose, in mitigating factors where, mm-hmm. you know, somebody might have, if this is their first, not that that takes away from it, by the way, but if this is the first incident that, you know, they've never done anything like this before, maybe they put in an early plead, and then, you know, these are the kind of things that are taken into account to a certain extent, but not relied on. But it's not just in sexual offences and rape cases, Natasha, that you've been advocating for this, because you want this in all cases.
I want this in all cases. I want this across the board, Andrea. Like, I was a victim of a violent assault on the street, but I want this across the board. Victims of domestic violence, victims of sexual violence, all victims. This, any human being that is willing to take a stand and commend a perpetrator and a violent criminal on their good character, they need to be seriously cross-examined. Because what is wrong there that you are willing to take that stand and talk about, you know, talk and excuse almost and say, well, this was very out of character. Yeah, it's just like you hear this all the time. And when I had read my victim impact statement out and I sat down, there was a commanding officer in the army excuse my soldier attacker behavior and explaining that, you know, it was very out of character. And it's just going like, of course it's out of character. You'd hope it's out of character, but you really don't know what that person is doing yet. He might
not
have
I know that was very difficult, and that's something that you've spoken about before.
Absolutely.
But I suppose up until yesterday, you know, people really weren't doing anything wrong in giving character references. But I do take your point on that. But overall, Natasha, you would like to see this change
across the board.
I presume that's something, Kira, as well, that you'd agree with.
Oh yeah, 100%. Yeah, I mean, I just don't think that it's fair that we have to sit there and listen to this, especially after we've read out our victim impact statement in most cases, and then, you know, the final word is left with the justice process ends then with his good character references. So it just kind of leaves on this, you know, undertone that, you know, almost like your victim impact statement gets diminished a little bit then with his previous good character.
Yeah, they're submitted after the guilty verdict or plea, but before a judge's sentencing.
is when they're
provided. There is a text from a listener who makes the point, I think it should be looked at on a case-by-case basis. They often, character references do serve a purpose in certain cases, but I do feel that sexual cases are very different. But that goes to Natasha's point that they're not.
See, Yeah, I'd be curious to see which cases the listener is referring to that it would be relevant, maybe.
Let me just bring in Patrick. Patrick's on the line with us too. Patrick, you've been listening to Kira and Natasha and Mary Crilly there as well. I believe you were formerly a prison officer, is that right?
That is true, yes.
Yeah,
that's true. I have to say they are extremely brave, and I have to apologise and say I'm sorry to hear what they had to go through in court. But I've attended courts in those particular type of cases, and I've seen how the solicitors, barristers cross-examine and try and break down their name, their character, type of person they are. It's absolutely appalling.
This is a victim's.
This is, yeah, absolutely, okay. Yes. And so sorry.
No, I was just going to ask, so the point around people who give or provide character references for sexual offenders, that they're now going to be, they can be cross-examined in court. Do you think that's a good move?
Absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah, okay.
I don't know how anybody could say anybody that would commit a crime, but particularly that type of crime against a woman or a child or otherwise, should ever get any kind of a positive character, because they don't have it. It's gone. Their character is gone. The heinous crime that they carried out against the victim, my heart goes out to that particular person, because the courts sometimes, and I've witnessed it myself, can edge to more in some cases, not many, towards the actual perpetrator rather than the person who had to endure this.
Yeah, the victim.
And I have seen it, and I have been appalled by it. And when they go into prison, they are not obliged to take part in any sexual offences courses to try and, you know, question their behaviour, to try and change their attitudes. And what sickened me was that there's particular magazines that these people can order, you know, about women and babies and kids and so on. They should not be allowed to even have anything like that, but they are allowed to order.
Were you a prison officer in Ireland?
Yes, I was, both.
Ireland and the UK?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. And just to the point about, I presume you've probably been in court many times. I'm not asking you to give details of cases or names, Patrick, but I'm sure when you've been there many times and before somebody is brought off to whatever prison they're assigned to, you've probably been there for the character references and sentencing and all of that. Like,
yes.
Do you see then any of this great character of the person who's being convicted? Like, do you get to, I'm sure it must be sort of sickening for you when you hear about this in the court, you know, Joe Bloggs is of great character and his XYZ, and then they come into prison and they're a different person altogether.
Oh, well, yeah, most of them are put on what they call Rule 43, which keeps them separate from all of the other prisoners.
This is people convicted of sexual offences. They have their own wing, don't they?
They do. They're kept in their own little unit. And unfortunately, they actually fester because they're all sharing their stories, what they did. And many's the time when